This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and our show is brought to you by Master and Dynamic Headphones. Check out some of the best headphones you've ever worn or seen at masterdynamic.com.
I have them on right now.
As do I. They're the best.
Oh, my God. So good.
And
it's like taking your ears to a massage parlor.
Now, Richard, you were just about to chime in right before we went to break talking about these new Amazon locations.
What I was saying is that if you would, I know with Amazon Prime now, if you pick extended shipping on some of their products, they give you like a dollar credit on downloads, whether it's on a Kindle or on a music, on anything like that. So they might get,
you know, they're giving you a dollar discount off of something that doesn't cost them something anyway.
That's right. So, you know, I personally don't, you know, I think that the person from General Growth Properties spoke out of turn. Okay.
I definitely agree with that. Yeah.
And it got everybody excited. And Amazon just, you know, they're no comment.
But you know what? It might have in reality been the complete opposite of that. They might have asked him to do it. What did they lose in this?
They asked him to leak it.
It's not even true. Maybe they just said, wouldn't it be cool if somebody said this? There's all this buzz. Everybody's talking about it. And, you know, that's kind of the Amazon way.
That's kind of a newer tactic that a lot of companies are taking now, is where they'll leak a little bit of information. And then if people like the idea, they say, yes, we are planning on that. And if people don't like it, they say, we never said that. That was leaked.
There's a problem with this because it might make the stock go up. Okay, and you really, you know, there are laws against leaking stuff that is untrue, just to manipulate stock. I'll send you links.
That puts the whole presidential debate thing into a whole new perspective.
Yes, it does. You know, you can't. But think about it. You know, it's like so many companies have been taken to court because of releasing information or whispers.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I never thought about it. So Richard, you sound pretty knowledgeable about this. What if somebody high up at Amazon called this guy, I don't remember his name, but this mall rental guy, and said, they're buddies, right? So this is like an over lunch kind of a thing. What if we were to ask you about doing this thing? So now they actually are having a conversation about it. There's nothing... it's totally true. If they say, feel free to say that to the in your next quarterly report or something, you know, it's true. They did have a conversation about it, even if they actually know they have no intention of doing it, unless the response is overwhelmingly favorable.
Yeah, apparently the quote that is used in the article is this is his quote. It says, quote, you've got Amazon opening bricks and mortar bookstores, and their goal is to open, as I understand it, 300 to 400 bookstores.
Okay, so the key is, as I understand it, so he must have gotten that information from them.
Yeah.
Or somehow, somebody else.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'd love to be a fly on the wall at Amazon. It's an interesting, interesting place.
Which division?
I'm a fly. I'm going to fly around and find the hotbed of activity on any given day.
Greg, what about Apple with this new thing about this error 53 that they're reporting, that if you take your iPhone to a non-Apple technician to fix the home button, it causes the phone to lock and brick up and become unusable?
That sounds like a really good plan from Apple.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It really begs the question of when you buy something, because it may not even be traditionally what we think of as a piece of technology. When you buy something, do you actually own it, or do you just get to use it for the life of the thing? So most people, I don't think, realize this, but since the beginning of time, when you bought a Windows PC, you did not own that copy of Windows. You could not, if you retired that machine, you could not take that copy of Windows, even if you had a CD for it, or in the early days, I guess a disc, I can't even remember. But even if you had the media, you could not then take it and put it in another machine and load it because you didn't own it. And if you read the user's agreement, it said that. And I think most people would be shocked to think that, wait, I paid for that software when I paid for the machine. No, you didn't. You paid for the right to use it.
It was licensed just for that machine.
That's exactly right. So that whole idea has expanded now to cars.
This goes back to the
beta. You own your car.
This goes back to the Betamax case back in the 80s where when somebody bought a program of content, the content owners were saying that they owned it, and it went to the Supreme Court, and it was found that when we owned a VHS or beta tape or a DVD, that we could sell it or we could lend it out. We just couldn't copy it and do it. Okay, because they were saying that they still owned it. But once we paid for it and had the receipt for paying for it, that we owned it and we could dispose of it in any way we wanted to, that copy.
You can also look at it like if you take your car apart and pull out the airbag and try to fiddle with it, it might blow up in your face. And that's kind of what bricking these phones is doing, because there are plenty of Apple approved repair shops. There's one in, I live in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's a very small town, and there's an approved Apple store that fixes phones. It's not an Apple store. It's just two guys that got approved that know how to do it without bricking the phone. And what you're doing when you mess with the home button is they assume that you are messing with the fingerprint scanner, and that shuts it down before they can steal any information. So,
it's a security feature.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we got to take a break. We'll talk about this more on the other side. This is Pop Tech Radio.
This show is presented in part by Benetrends Financial, getting funding for the life of your business. Visit Benetrends.com. We'll be right back.